This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday a real and complete cessation of hostilities will result in if Russia withdraws all its troops from Ukraine and restores Ukrainian control to his country's territory along the border with Russia. Speaking virtually to a summit of leaders from the Group of 20 Nations meeting in Bali this week, Zelensky said delays in bringing an end to the conflict mean the deaths of more Ukrainians and more threats to the world. Zelensky said he is convinced now is the time when Russia's destructive war must and can be stopped. Zelensky also discussed with the leaders at the summit Ukraine's recapture of the southern city of Kherson, which he compared to the Allied landings in France on D-Day during World War II. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking via video link to a group of 20 summit in Indonesia, Volodymyr Zelensky called Ukraine's retaking of Kherson reminiscent of many battles in the past, which became turning points, for example, D-Day, the landing of the Allies in Normandy. He adds, D-Day was not yet a final point in the fight against evil, but it had already determined the entire further course of events. This is exactly what we Ukrainians are feeling now. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union defense ministers are meeting in Brussels Tuesday, along with Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov, to discuss Ukraine's military needs. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell told reporters ahead of the meeting, EU members have stepped up and agreed to train some 15,000 Ukrainian soldiers by June. He also said the defense ministers will discuss replenishing their European military inventories amid ongoing arms deliveries to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Indonesia Tuesday signed deals with international lenders and major nations that will bring billions of dollars in funding to help that country increase its use of renewable energy and reduce its reliance on coal and other fossil fuels. The $20 billion agreement was announced on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. The United States is among the nations providing about $10 billion in concessionary lending, grants, and equity to help fund the project, and U.S. President Joe Biden applauded the effort.
We're proud to partner with Indonesia and Japan under both our colleagues, an unflagging leadership from both of them, together with a broad coalition of countries to create the Just Energy Transition Partnership. Not just like soon, but to be just.
As part of the agreement, Indonesia has pledged to ensure emissions from the country's power sector will begin falling by 2030, and it will be emissions-free by 2050. Meanwhile, in Egypt, the UN climate conference, known as COP27, is in its second and final week, and activists there are expressing frustration with world leaders who persist in supporting new fossil fuel projects, disregarding International Energy Agency guidelines, and despite climate scientists' warnings, this will push temperatures across the planet to dangerous highs. Signatories to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord to limit global warming agreed to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, if possible. Speaking in an event on the sidelines of the conference, Ugandan climate scientist or activist Vanessa Nagate said the focus for many leaders is about making deals for fossil fuel lobbyists, surviving the next election cycle, and grabbing as much short-term profit as possible.
If leaders were serious about the climate crisis, they would be following the guidance of the IEA, which clearly states that we can have no new investment in coal, oil, or gas if we are to stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Tuesday urged Iran to immediately release thousands of people arrested for taking part in peaceful demonstrations across the country. Iran has been hit by 8 weeks of protests sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini after she was arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress rules for women based on Islamic law. At a news conference in Geneva, UNHCR spokesman Jeremy Lawrence said instead of opening space for dialogue on legitimate grievances, authorities are responding to unprecedented protests with increasing harshness. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.